Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today in studio, Cindy Faust, president of the Twin City Ballet Board. Cindy, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having us.
And the Ballet Under the Stars gets underway. Dress rehearsal tonight, but the performance is coming up Friday and Saturday.
Right, and we have a Sunday performance as well that's free to the public.
Also, big news because it's the 40th anniversary season. Have some special plans, but for the featured portion of the ballet performance, a lot of great selections that are going to be performed.
There are. Yes, you're right. First of all, this has been our 40th season, and it's sort of been a celebratory year all the way around from start to finish. And I think it's just a beautiful ending to what has been, you know, a lovely, magical season for us. And there's no better way, in my opinion, and I believe the board and, of course, Miss Linda agree that we end with a beautiful performance in honor and remembrance of some of our former Twin City Ballet stars.
Mm-hmm. And there is a commemorative portion talking about the 40th anniversary season. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Amelie Hunter is a choreographer that's worked with the company for years, and I think she has put together a beautiful ballet piece that will remember some of our former, we have two Twin City Ballet stars that were actually dancers with the company, Heather Tyler Storm and Michael Ollier. And then we are a very good friend to the company, actually two very good friends to the company, Edmund Williamson and Cynthia Day Neely. And they both will be remembered and honored through this piece.
There is also the featured portion that's going on.
Joe East, he is, I think his piece is through Light and Sound. And you know, you just never know what to expect. You can just always know it's going to be amazing.
There's also Kelly Barclay. She has...
Kelly Barclay, another brilliant choreographer that we bring in from New York. And I think she... I think hers is the different facets of life in the Big Apple. And I guess appropriately for her, she'll bring that to life for us here in West Monroe.
When these choreographers come back, what... they really enjoy having a chance to kind of reconnect, I guess.
I think you're right. Of course, Joe and Kelly are just longtime friends of the company, mm-hmm. and they come every year. Joe is actually our, you know, he's kind of our mastermind, if you would, in terms of our Christmas performances. He's brought new and energized performances to our Christmas, the performances that we do for the schools. But yes, I think they probably enjoy coming and, you know, using their talents, bringing their talents. I consider that the case to, I think we're really fortunate, let's put it that way, to have mm-hmm. Choreographers of their caliber in our area doing the pieces that they bring to us, yes.
The Friday night performance, there's a little added incentive to perhaps attend the performance on Saturday with the dinner.
Yeah, we have a dinner every year, and the park is just so beautiful, and I think the weather's going to be perfect this year. Last year we had a little rain, and we had to run in, if you would, and have it at the Jack Howard last year. But this year it's going to be beautiful, and the park is just lovely this time of year, all the flowers. And our very own board member, Patty Wilhite, and Miss Kay Harrison and mm-hmm. Heather Tretton have worked really hard to sort of bring us this Tavern on the Green feel, maybe, to the right. Part of the decorations. And, you know, we'll have the ballet performance. And then afterwards, we'll all be under the tent having sort of a gala celebration.
Randall's Catering providing?
Randall's Catering is providing, yes.
Should be a great opportunity, like we say, Friday evening, Saturday, and then Sunday. With the unique outdoor setting, what do you enjoy most about the ballet? With it being out outside under the stars, what?
It's really hard to describe unless you're there. You're right on the water, and the stars are out. And I mean, it may sound kind of hokey, but it's almost like you don't have a care in the world. You're just watching beautiful dancers, beautiful choreography. The music is very engaging, and you're there with your friends and family outside. It's just really lovely. I don't think anything could be replicated, or this performance or this event can be replicated, really. And it's just such a shame when the weather doesn't cooperate, because it is so magical. But as it won't be the case this year. We'll be out there.
Speaking with Cindy Faust, president with the Twin City Ballet Board. Cindy, wrapping things up, I guess, with your tenure as president.
Wrapping my things up with my tenure as president. I'll still be on the board. It's so interesting, Bob, because, you know, my fellow board members tease me. I never took a dance class in my life. So, you know, you think, why are you on the board of directors for the ballet company? But you know what? I just have just such an appreciation now for how lucky and fortunate our Twin Cities are to have a company and a mistress, Miss Linda, who has always worked very hard and been diligent to bring arts to our community. And I feel very fortunate to be part of the board, and I'm looking forward to passing the gavel, if you would, actually, you know, continuing my stay on the board and helping to bring performances like Ballet Under the Stars to our area.
Looking forward to a wonderful performance coming up with the Ballet Under the Stars. There is an admission fee, and tickets must be acquired for that. How can someone do that?
Well, they could call they could call or email the company, Twin City Ballet. I think the number is 388-3011, or they can just go to twincityballet@hotmail.com, and you know, or you could swing by one of Miss Linda's studios in West Monroe and Monroe.
And pick them up there.
And pick them up, yes.
Cindy, thank you for joining
us
today.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.